It isn't too often that Robin Asquith, marvellous 70s and after, let's not forget that, actor, who was the reason, in my view, why, if you like the Confessions movies, they were so successful, because he had a marvellous naivety, which was very likeable. And that's very difficult to do as an actor. I think he's undervalued, to be honest. Anyway, he, if you like those kind of movies, and I grew up with those kind of movies, you see, they're a bit naughty. So, Robin Asquith tweeted me, or X'd me. That change is not really taken, has it? So, he sent me a message, just really to tell me that his name is not spelt with a Q, as in the famous Lord, and it's A-S-K-W-I-T-H. Now, yes, absolutely, I'm so sorry, Robin. And I do love your work, though, you know. And I mean, I think you're overlooked. And the reason why I mentioned him is because I went to see a band called Silver Roller, who I've been waiting for ages, in support of DeWolf. Because I've been waiting for their album, their EP for ages, Silver Roller, and DeWolf I absolutely love. And I really caught on to them after Thrust, and have been reviewing their music and their videos and their spin-off albums and their videos, live videos, in the magazines I write for since then. So, you know, I feel a bit of a kinship with them, to be honest. A kinship! First of all, though, Silver Roller. And the reason why I mentioned Robin Asquith is because Silver Roller, which is Aaron Keelock's new band. Remember Aaron Keelock? Marvellous. Not Alan Keelock. Aaron Keelock. Aaron! And his album, Cut Against the Grain. Fantastic. Saw him at the Deaf Institute in Manchester many years ago, and couldn't wait for that album. And wasn't absolutely knocked out by it, but I really liked it. He's got the new album, the new band out. They've got an EP out, a six-track EP called At Dawn. And Johnny Hodson, the vocalist, who's got a massive barnet. I mean, it's like a Busby. It's great. It looks like he bears a resemblance of Robin Asquith crossed with Peter Cleal. Remember him? Now, they do intersect on a Confessions movie, Confessions of a Pop Performer, because in that movie, the band Kipper, just like Jack the Ripper. Yeah, remember that? Well, if you do, you probably excised it from your memory, but I remembered it and held on to it. That Robin Asquith's character, Timmy Lee, plays drums on. Peter Cleal is the lead singer in that. He's also in Please Sir, of course. So he does bear a kind of resemblance of those two, and he's got a cheeky... Because this is certainly a 70s dressed and 70s feel band. And he is one of the best frontmen I have seen for many a year. He has a cheeky, winking, twinkling-eyed certainty that needs a bigger stage. They were cramped at Night and Day, which is a great venue. And, they were, in fact, he had to, when he wanted to go to the back of the band, the back of the stage, he had to duck under the bass, then come back, ducking under again. Just great. Great, a great EP, this, and a great band. So they've got, I mean, they're cramped, but cool, to be honest. Got a great balanced sound here. And they start with Black Crow. They've got a really sweet groove. I mean, Come On, Come In just sounds fantastic. They've got great organ, they've got great guitar, the bass nails it down, the drums are hammering, and you've got a great frontman who is enjoying himself so much, and you can't but not have a great time with them. They are going places. How far? I don't know, but I'd like to tell more people about them, because they deserve it. And Robin Asquith isn't with a Q. But he's got great talent. Let me tell you that. Now, the headliners here, within about an hour and a quarter-ish, were DeWolf. And as I said, I fancied them for quite some time. Now, you can get several different kinds of DeWolf. You know, they're a trio. And, you know, you've got two great singers in there. They're all great instrumentalists. They don't need a bass player because you've got the bass being held down on the synth and organ. You've got fantastic guitar work, great drumming, and as I say, two great voices. One's more classic rock and one's a bit more soul. But you can get several different kinds of DeWolf because they like to experiment. So you can get a funky, sort of open bit psych DeWolf that they like to play with their mates, the Dawn Brothers. Have a look at their albums. Very nice stuff. They can have a rockier, pushier feel. They can be indie. They were early on. They got rockier around the time of Thrust, which is when I started to really get into them. They can be, as I say, psych, and they can also ride a groove out. And that's what they did tonight. It was a jam band. And as they say when they start, are you ready for some rock and roll? We all were. We didn't quite get that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying that they really enjoyed the jam. At one point, we were asked, are you ready for another jam song? Yes. Yes, Eaton Rifles, I wanted. Not that kind of jam song. They also tell us, we're also told, well, because of the brew that's being drunk, well, it was a certain brew, lager type brew beginning with H. It's not our best export. We are. Yes, they're from the Netherlands. And I was delighted to see them. They're great, great musicians. And they know how to put a show on as well. In fact, right from the beginning, Pablo, who's playing the guitar and leading the whole thing, is on the lip of the stage. So he's really going for this, really enjoying himself. And he's got two mics set up, middle and stage left. And he sings in both of those. And when he, and they'll get to the extreme left of the stage, just to allow us the sight of Robin with his more soulful voice, drumming and soulful voice. Not Robin, Luca. With a more soulful voice. Robin's got plenty to do with the bass and the organ and all of that. They're a great band. Sometimes I thought, come on now, grinding this out a little. Never did I think this has just gone on far too long. Sometimes I thought, I wouldn't mind a bit of a shorter song in the middle of that, to, as a kind of breather, if you like. But there's no doubting that their simmering is just beautiful. They start with Night Train, actually. That's the rockiest thing here. That really hits hard. And, they're pretty trippy at times. They were last night. They are a fantastic band. And they are a lot of different things. And they can be a lot of different things. Last night, they chose to be a jam band. I've got nothing against that. Because they can certainly and sincerely do it. I love to watch them. They were a great band, and I picked the right band to push in the magazines. I was always saying, I'll be the one to do that, thank God. And I think I'll have to do the same thing with Silver Roller. Ta-ta.